Travels with Jack, a new Jack Flanders adventure with stories set in Brazil, India, Bali, Java, and Sumatra. And now, Dreams of Sumatra. Jack's old friend, Mojo Sam, has come to West Sumatra to help find Jessie, Louise's daughter. Jack and Mojo follow Jessie's friend, Addie, to an old coffee factory on the side of the volcano on the outskirts of the city. And once again, Jack suddenly found himself looking into the gaping mouth of the swirling vortex.
It's coming, but where is it? Is it behind me? It's moving up the street. It's like a tornado, sucking in the buildings, the trees, the road, the mist, the darkness, everything. Oh boy, that thing is gobbling everything up and I'm next.
And now, part three of Dreams of Sumatra.
I have again and again grown like grass. I have experienced 770 forms. I died from minerality and became vegetable. And from vegetativeness I died and became animal. I died from animality and became man. Then why fear disappearance through death? Next time I shall die bringing forth wings and feathers like angels. After that, soaring higher than angels. What you cannot imagine, I shall be that.
Mojo, listen to this. She has confused all the learned of Islam, everyone who has studied the Psalms, every Jewish rabbi, every Christian priest. Who is she?
Truth.
That's not bad, Mojo. Let's see. Here's another one. Ever knowing, as they hide, they seek, appearing other than they are to the ordinary man. In inward light, they roam, making miracles come to pass. Yet they are really known to none.
Well, I'd say they're Sufi masters.
Waiter, waiter. Coffee? Mojo?
Coffee.
Duo coffee. Okay, Mojo, so what do you know about Sufis?
The Sufis are mystics who believe the inner experience is not just part of life, but life itself.
Wait a minute. Can you tell me something?
What?
Is there a sheep under the table?
Let me see. It kind of looks like a frog.
Are you sure?
It's by your foot.
How big is it?
They grow them big here in Sumatra.
Sheep size?
No, it's only about the size of a basketball.
A basketball?
They puff themselves up.
Oh, waiter.
It's okay. He's not that big.
He certainly has a big voice.
He's just singing love songs.
He's not singing love songs to my foot.
So what else you got in that book from Jesse?
Here's one I heard a long time ago. To your mind, I am mad. To my mind, you are all sane. So I pray to increase my madness and to increase your sanity. My madness is from the power of love. Your sanity is from the strength of unawareness.
Well, there you go.
What?
The search for the rational, the scientific explanation, can make you blind to the magic.
Yeah, but magic is just another type of science.
That's what I'm saying.
Ah.
Look, In the West, we think we can solve everything by thinking.
That's true.
Now, you saw how the priests in Bali can stop the rain. But we know they can't really do that.
But they do it.
That's right. So there's no reason they can't do that here in Sumatra.
No, it's not the same. In Bali, the gods are everywhere. Every rock, tree, flower, insect, you name it. They can work with nature because, well, God is nature. But here, Islam is like, well, it's like Christianity.
It is?
Well, sure. God is above. God is out there. God is something to reach for, you know, reach heavenward.
What about Morocco? That's Islamic. But the old women use magic there like you wouldn't believe.
Well,
they say there isn't a Moroccan man who hasn't been into hospital at least once because some woman hasn't either used Sakil or Sahara on him.
You mean herbs and spells? Yeah. Oh, here comes the coffee.
I think in Sumatra, like in Java, Islam is so present, always before you. It's not easy to see the ancient magic that has been handed down through the centuries.
Thank you.
It's guarded. It's personal.
Okay. Drink your coffee.
You know, coffee was discovered by the dervish, Sheikh Abu el-Hassan Shadili, at Mocha in Arabia.
Mocha Java?
Mocha Java.
Why was Jesse collecting all these Sufi sayings?
It's powerful stuff.
I mean, the coffee or the sayings?
Both. The Sufis believe in the reality of an unseen world that lies about us.
Really?
Well, you know.
I know what?
Let me see that notebook.
Sure.
I saw something she wrote. These are Jesse's words.
Sufis believe there is an invisible world that interpenetrates ordinary reality. Things which we can't explain are in fact due to this intervention. People don't recognize the participation of this world in our world because they think they know the real cause of events. It's only when they can hold in their mind the possibility of another dimension, sometimes affecting our everyday experiences, that this other dimension may become accessible to them.
It's pretty heady stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So?
So that's the vortex.
You mean another dimension in which they can influence what happens in this one?
Something like that. Who pays?
Huh?
The check.
Oh, Louise Nettles, Jesse's mother.
Louise Nettles?
Yeah, wait till you meet her. Very prickly.
Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise.
Don't count on it. Oh, by the way, did you notice on the menu, did they have frog's legs?
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet they're fresh.
You've heard about people who can duplicate themselves and appear before others when they aren't really there.
Well, sure. There are a lot of stories about gurus appearing before their disciples when physically they're off on some other continent.
Science will tell you it can be done.
But the disciples do see them. They talk to them. They even touch them.
Must be magic.
So what have you got against science, Mojo?
It's just as soon as you get an opinion about something, you just shut and lock the door. Every opinion, every belief is another shut door. How are we going to help people open the doors when they're locked from the inside?
Okay, Mojo, you're right. So back to the vortex, okay?
Well, like they say, he who tastes not knows not.
Well, fine. So we know that there is a secret society of women, the Kabut. They practice an ancient form of magic. Maybe we should call it a religion. Or both.
Both?
Okay. So, Jesse was going through an initiation, a dangerous one, entering the vortex. The leader, the high priestess, died, and there was a power struggle over who was next in line. So now one arm is fighting the other arm, and instead of helping Jesse, they're actually using her to discredit each other, and she's stuck in their vortex. Henry.
Boss?
Look, you are literally shaking my dinner out of me. Now pull over. I want to walk.
No problem.
The experts in mantras were called saints. The experts in machines are called scientists.
You said Jesse's stuck in the vortex.
Yeah.
But you've seen Jesse.
Well, I thought so. Now I'm not so sure.
The reason I was telling you about people being able to be elsewhere is because it's easy to do when you have a connection to that person.
So that's why I've seen Jesse. She feels some connection to me?
Yeah.
But I don't feel any connection to her. I've never even met her.
No.
Well, so where does that leave us?
You and I are connected.
So?
That's how we'll keep in touch. After you enter the vortex.
I see. What?
You gotta do it.
Mojo.
Or Jesse's never gonna get out of there.
Why me?
You got the connection to her. Weren't you listening?
Mojo, you haven't seen that thing. It just sucks up everything.
You know the old Arab proverb.
Oh, which one?
Think about the coming out before you go in.
Listen, Mojo, I am not... Are you paying attention?
That woman over there knows you.
Where? Oh... It's Jesse's mother.
Louise?
Uh-huh.
She looks determined.
Yes.
Jack.
Oh, Louise. I want you to meet my friend, Mojo Sam.
Nice meeting you, ma'am.
Hello.
I think I'll see you later, Jack.
Right.
Mojo. That's an unusual name.
He's here to help find Jesse.
Did I ask for his help?
I did.
Then have the two of you found my daughter.
Look, we're getting closer.
And?
Louise, she's alive. She's okay. But where she is, well, it's a little dangerous getting her out.
Where is she?
This group she's involved with is going through a transition. These two factions are fighting for leadership of the organization, and Jesse is caught in the middle.
Is she being held captive?
Well, it's difficult to explain.
I have all day, Mr. Flanders.
I know.
Is she being held as hostage?
Look, Louise, listen.
Where the hell is she?
Listen, we don't know exactly where she's being held or how exactly.
Exactly. What do you know exactly?
Well, there's a faction in the organization that is trying to help her. Now, they're starting to talk to us, but we have no exact details, nothing specific.
Oh, I see. Oh, Mr. Flanders. I love Jesse very much. This hasn't been easy for me. I find myself in this strange country. I can't speak their language. I don't understand their customs. I don't know what the hell they're thinking. I have no friends here. I have no one to talk to. I don't know if I'll ever see my daughter again. I can't go on alone. I try to cry myself to sleep at night, but I can't sleep.
Louise, please, here.
Thank you.
Louise, look. I will do whatever is necessary to get her out of there. Now, I promise.
Out of where?
Out of... wherever.
Hello?
Who's this?
Ooh. Mojo. Yeah, who are you?
Who?
Who?
Not who.
Who?
Wu Lee.
Wu Lee.
Mojo, I better take this. Hello?
Mr. Jack?
Yes.
Ade is here.
She is.
She won't talk.
Ade asked to talk to me?
Ade say important. She see you.
She's at the restaurant.
Yes, here, yes.
Oh, tell her I'll be right there.
No, come. She not talk to you.
Well, wait a minute,
She talk to you, not here.
Oh, I see. Well, where?
She meet you at Tamamundo Kandon.
Come again?
The park.
Oh, I understand.
In museum.
The museum in the park. I got it.
Got it? Good.
Oh, thanks, Wu Lee.
Now, you go now?
Yeah, I'm going now, right.
Don't do daddle-diddy, okay?
I'll try not to. I'm on my way.
Addie wants to talk to you?
Yeah. You know, after all this chasing after her, now she suddenly turns around and wants to talk to me.
And she's at the Mona Lisa?
No, the museum. Come on. Henry.
Boss?
Quick. The Taman Bundo Kandueng.
Not bad, boss.
Thank you.
Step on it.
You go. Oh. Now, why did I say that?
You sure she'll talk if I'm there?
We'll see, Mojo. I think I'm gonna need you.